The year is 2003. The newly formed Department of Homeland Security has started Operation Rolling Stone. In response to the anthrax attacks, the U.S. government set up decoy delivery operations all over the nation by the name of USPUSS. Homeland Security is using these facilities to hire stoners and monitor their lifestyle in hopes of uncovering their ties to terrorism. The following recordings come from their investigation into subjects Ken and Sketch and are highly confidential.
So they took the guns.
Yes, just as planned. I think that this program is going along fine. Before long, they'll be leading us to their terrorist plots.
You know, this is every little boy's dream in Texas, just getting guns.
Yeah.
Just finding them.
Do you just find guns at random places?
I was at the Texas Roadhouse the other day, and I looked under the toilet, and there was just 3 guns laying there.
Wow, Diego. Mm-hmm. 3 guns?
3
guns. How many of them did you take?
I took 4. Wow. Including the one I found under the sink.
You said there were 3.
3 under the toilet, 1 under the sink.
I suppose that's just a Texan thing.
It's just a Texan thing.
Wow, Diego.
So I picked them all up and I stuffed them in my cowboy hat and I walked out.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Got in my pickup truck and then I drove over here to the airport and then I flew in. I go home every weekend.
You go back to Texas every single weekend?
Every single weekend.
Well, I suppose this government pay is pretty good.
So, okay.
I just kind of hang out at the apartment.
You know,
but it's cool. I watch movies with my cat. We're great friends.
You know, you can go back home.
Home? There is no home.
Elaborate.
So they took the guns, and that's good. I think that maybe, just maybe, they'll start to show their true colors. As we know that they're going... Stonerism,
yes.
As we learned in the academy, leads to violent behavior.
Did you see the bullet holes?
Yes, I noticed the bullet holes and the broken windows.
Ah, yes. It's going as planned.
They're up to no good.
By the end of this,
for definite.
By the end of this week, we may have some mass shooting on our hands.
I mean, it's not so. I feel like you're a little excited about this. That's not the main
excited?
Goal.
No, because a good guy with a gun will stop them.
Yes. I mean, ideally, yes. If we are good at our job.
I'm talking about just some civilian.
There's just an element of danger to the civilian. We don't have to get into it. I'm just saying
we
shouldn't be so happy
We're not paid to worry about that. We're paid to worry about what kind of dealings these two individuals are going to get into.
That's true.
So shed your humanity a little bit.
Well, not to change the subject too much, but did you see that? That seat in the back of their truck?
Oh, yeah, I did. It's weird looking.
Where did that come through the mail? Where did they get that from?
I don't know, but I didn't know they made pigskin seats.
I, too, was confused about the skin.
And there was a bit of a smell.
A bit of a smell. I think that we should look in. There's something very strange about that chair, and I think that we ought to investigate this further.
Let's step out to the garage and have a look.
I mean, do you think that they would?
I don't know what individual. They are stoners.
Yes, stoners are capable of God knows what.
Any horrific thing.
Yes, if our training has taught us anything, it's that it immediately turns you into a fiend.
And you're automatically poor.
I feel sorry for their families.
I don't. Bastards.
Yeah, I think you enjoy this job a little more than I do.
I really have a hard-on for justice.
For me, it's just kind of a paycheck.
Well, we might have a problem then.
What do you mean?
You are an employee of the U.S. government, are you not?
Well, of course. I'm just not...
Did they not make you take an oath?
I took the same. I'm just, it's not my identity, you know.
No, I do stuff
on the weekend.
You better watch yourself or you might be seeing yourself getting replaced.
Okay, that's I'm not even sure what the power structure is between the two of us, honestly.
Well, if you didn't,
they just kind of set these things up.
Well, if you didn't know, you and I are in direct competition for the top spot at this area.
Are you level S clearance?
Oh, I'm level X clearance.
I'm still on B. How far down is that?
Well,
I thought X would... I've never even heard of X clearance. I don't think I'm cleared to know about X clearance.
No.
We competing?
Yes.
Are you supposed to tell me that?
No. I just wanted you to know.
Okay, I'm not sure, Diego, that you understand what the clearance means. I'm just going to pretend I did not hear what you said to me.
Let's go look at their van.
Right now?
Yes.
What? I mean...
I want to get a good look at this couch right now, because it's disgusting.
Yeah, I suppose, but hold on. We do have a performance review to do as well.
That's today.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're terrorists, but they're also our employees, so...
All right, well, let's get this over with.
All right, let me,
let me get their files. Feelings.
Hold on here.
You wouldn't happen to have a cigarette, would you?
On me?
On you.
I suppose... there's this hand-rolled cigarette that Ken and Sketch left. Smells a little funny, but,
It smells a little bit like cat pee, but, looks like it's good tobacco in there. I've never seen it green before, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, they get hand-rolled. They're kind of hipsters. But, yeah, spark it up if you want to,
what's a
buddy.
Hipster?
What's a hipster?
Yes.
I assume it's a small hippie person of the hippie variety.
I wish Reagan was still
I've
alive.
Only, I have only heard this term used in the clubs, in the tight clubs.
You know, if Reagan was still alive, we wouldn't have this problem.
Reagan?
Oh, he is alive. I'm thinking of Richard Nixon. My bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is Richard Nixon dead, too?
He's been dead for some time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I simply assumed that he was replaced with a robot long ago.
They haven't gotten around to getting that model on the market yet.
I see.
Yes.
Nixon bought 9,000.
Like the John F. Kennedy robot that they have. You heard about that, right?
No. As I said before, I am Class B classified.
How did you get this job here?
I applied online.
Oh, you're part of that hiring troop.
I mean, it's I was coming right out of the services, and I needed a path in life.
Ah.
So I applied.
Okay. Well.
I feel like you're judging me now.
No, I'm not judging you. I'm just...
I went through the processes just like everyone else. Am I not a legitimate government employee?
You are. You're just...
I mean...
Clearance level B.
Yeah. I don't see what the problem... I'm going to get to your level at some point. I'm just lower... On the totem pole.
Enough of it. Can we just start this interview with this? Who was it? Stretch.
He goes by Stretch.
Stretch. All right.
Actually, I don't even think he put his actual name on the application.
Mr. Stretch, can you come in here, please? Just come here.
Ken too. They're.
Right. You two are an item.
Yes, sir.
You showed up together.
Yeah,
that's what we call it here when it's two partners. They're right on, one of the right items.
Yes, that is how we refer to them.
Colloquially.
Anyway, Ken and Sketch, can you please enter the room?
Hey,
thank you. What's going on, man? How's it hanging? How's it going?
What do you guys want?
Yeah, what do you guys want? We got a full day of, I guess not a whole lot going on. But
did you guys deliver any packages?
Diego, can I see you for a second?
What is it?
Come here.
Yes.
Did you notice that Sketch is wearing something on his head? Did you see that?
Oh, he is, isn't he?
Yeah. What is that?
It looks like a turban.
It does. That's what I thought.
I think we should say something.
Hey, Sketch, how's work going? It's pretty good. I just, I was just outside. I was in the bathroom taking a shower, in the sink, and thought I'd dry my hair. But Ken, what do you think, Ken? How's work going for you?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Did you guys look in the back of the truck yet?
No, I don't think that I've seen it. Anyway, I was wondering, Sketch. I had never noticed that you were of the Muslim persuasion. I think it's pronounced Muslim, and I think you're thinking it's Sikhs or Sikhs. I'm not quite sure how that's pronounced.
Could you elaborate?
Well, I mean, they're different. They're different religions. Sikh was like, from the 16th century. Muslims a lot older than that. They're not quite the same. I mean, I get where you get confused sometimes, but,
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't fully believe you, though. I'm just...
Well, no, I mean, like, you can go to the library and look it up. I mean, like, I just, I have friends in New York, from that religion, and they're both from a similar part of the world, but they're completely different things, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, anyway
I was
here.
Just I was showering in the bathroom.
I think we're yes. well past that now.
Sure.
Bathroom.
Not Muslim.
Yeah. Anyway, we're here to do your reviews today. So
yes.
if you could both just take a seat over there. And,
yes, and would you like to hit this cigarette that we rolled? Oh shit, that's that joint that I left there earlier. Thanks, man.
I'll take a
hit of that.
Where'd you guys get that thing?
Did you say joint?
Are you guys digging through our stuff?
No, we just saw. We thought we'd get a little high in the afternoon. Like normal.
Yeah, this is completely normal for us.
Yeah, yeah, this is, I'll take another couple of puffs of that, thank you.
Sometimes I get home and I just pull up into the driveway, walk inside my house, and just spark up a J.
Yeah, nothing like the good old J after,
long day's
after
work.
A long day. Hey, Diego, do you mind if I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Diego, I've never smoked weed before.
Neither have I.
I don't know what's going to happen to me.
I don't know.
All of my training told me that I'm about to turn into a psychopath.
They say it turns you gay.
What?
Yes.
I never heard that.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Well, I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with that.
Are they gay?
Are you feeling it, Diego?
I'm not sure.
Diego, I'm scared.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Hey, guys, you all right over there?
Yeah, we're fine, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you guys called us into your office, and you said there was some sort of performance review.
Yeah, let's get back to this. The thing
I mean, it's your review,
papers.
No, it's not a big deal, right? Do you mind if I get that back? You're kind of bogarting it. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Let's get on with this thing, God, I don't know what to do with my hands right now.
Yeah, your hands, right? I mean, yeah. Just...
Where are those papers? Can you hand me
the
those papers?
Oh, here's the papers. Yeah. Here's the papers. All
right.
There you go, Diego. All right, so how many times a day would you say that you go onto your route?
Well, I kind of want to say we're always on our route.
Yeah, I mean...
Whether things happen, though, is really largely dependent.
Yeah, I mean, we
what's going on at the moment.
Well, technically, we do the route once a day. I'm not really sure what you're asking us here.
Yeah, are you guys dropping off the packages?
Yeah, I mean,
and
of
more,
course we are.
More importantly,
well, you know, 99% of them.
More importantly, are you finding the packages?
Yeah, we're finding the packages. All I mean, they're right where they, where you guys say that so, they should be, you know.
So what are you going to do with the finds of your packages?
Yes.
I see you already have an odd-looking couch and back.
Yes, I noticed that you had taken a couple of the packages we left you.
And opened them.
What do you think of those packages?
I don't know what to tell you about the packages.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
We keep finding guns, though.
We do keep finding guns, though. Is that...
That might be something.
That might
be an issue, because there's just these firearms floating around, and we keep finding them.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it was just the way that things were here or something. I didn't want to split hairs.
Well, next time you find one, maybe you should just think about hanging on to it for a little while.
Yes, hang on to them. Do whatever you want with them.
Maybe amass a stockpile.
Yeah, you know, stockpile them like one does.
Mm-hmm. I have a stockpile back home. Don't you?
Yes, don't you too?
I guess we do now.
Well, I guess, I mean, if by one handgun with three bullets left, you mean stock?
Three. Oh, here, let me, here, just take,
yeah,
take
you,
some.
Yeah, you might
have some more bullets. I have here on
I mean,
me.
That's not really necessary.
No. Everyone needs bullets for their
everyone
gun.
Everyone needs protection, sir.
You never know what'll happen out there on your difficult
on your
route.
Yeah, I mean, actually, well...
You might see
I'd hate
some...
to say it, but I mean, you might have actually a good point. You remember these goddamn kids.
You might
I'm not
see
saying we should wield this around kids, but I mean, like, maybe they'll take it seriously if...
we have the gun.
If we have a weapon.
You might see someone that looks suspicious, and you're well within your rights to blow them away.
All right.
Just saying.
All right, Ken. Ken, I think this is bad advice.
Yeah, we should... How do we do this?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, Have you guys ever seen that Pink Floyd movie, The Wall?
The Wall?
Yeah, have you ever seen that movie?
I don't think I have, actually, no.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good movie. Yeah, okay, all right. I'm not sure what that has to do with anything.
So we're going to give you two the day off, but we've already been off for 2 hours. Like...
Yeah, I mean, we finished our route a while ago. We just came in because you said you had this performance review or something.
Goodness,
and we
time.
Happen to be out in the parking lot. You know, we're not living out there. We just happen to be out there for a few extra hours. It's not weird.
Can I talk to you? Ralph, I need to talk to you.
All right. What's up?
Ralph, I thought it was 4 o'clock. No, Jesus, what time is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What is time?
Something's happening to us.
Yeah.
My perception of reality is shifting on me right now. Everything is...
Yeah, they didn't tell me about this at the Academy.
No. I don't feel murderous at all, like when I feel what I feel like when I'm sober.
I feel like reggae, man. You know what I mean?
So do I.
Oh, man. You're feeling what I'm feeling.
I guess we're
buzzing. We must be buzzing.
Can we go?
Yeah. I mean, we got stuff to do, I guess.
Yeah, get out of here. Me and Ralph have things to talk about.
Yes, there is much to discuss about the universe, I think.
Do you want to go listen to Guns N' Roses right now?
Yes, let's listen to Guns N' Roses in one ear and Pink Floyd in the other ear.
Oh my God.
I think this is a perfect idea. Let's do it.
Do you want to go to Texas with me this weekend?
Oh my, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go to Texas with you this weekend.
I'll set up the travel plans.
Oh man, this is going to be good fun for me.
No.
I have not been out of the state in quite a while.
Well, I hope you're ready to work.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what I do in Texas.
We're just going to... You just go home every weekend to work?
Yes.
That's pretty lame, dude.
Well,
I just want to party.
Well, I have a ranch back home, so...
Do you maybe... got ATVs up in there?
You know I have ATVs.
Shit, dog. This is going to be great. I'm feeling pretty good.
I also have a go-kart and a donkey for, you know, riding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ride. I don't know why you're winking at me like that. Riding. I get it.
Yeah, riding.
I've ridden a donkey before.
I have a saddle for it, too.
You're still winking at me very, very profusely. It's kind of making me nervous,
you know what
honestly.
You know what the donkey's name is?
What?
Gary Busey.
That's pretty funny. I like it.
It's the teeth.
All right, guys. Well, you guys have been thoroughly entertaining, I guess.
I thought you guys had already left. Get out of here. Go on.
Yes. Go do yourself a favor and
go get high.
Finish
or something.
This joint.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yep.
Those guys are so lame.
So lame.
Man, I don't. What is up with those guys, dude?
They're just as shit.
Yeah, I mean, that was some pretty good stuff, but shit. I thought that they were, like, seasoned experts or something on this shit.
These guys are weenies.
Yeah, these guys, I guess I underestimated them, but, like, they were, like, fucking me on the playground in fifth grade, you know? Like, the first time, it was just fucking gnarly.
Wow, Sketch, you got a really fucked up life, man.
What? You didn't start in fifth grade?
No.
Oh, well, I don't know, man. It was around.
That's awful. Anyway, maybe we should get out of here and leave these two do it.
Yeah. We should get back to the Predators.
Yeah.
Did we finish? I can't remember. I fell asleep.
I did
midway
too. We're gonna go watch it again. We're just gonna go watch it again.
Yeah. You know, there's other blockbusters that we can jack some movies from. You know, we haven't been kicked out of all of them.
We haven't been kicked out of any, have we?
I think it's safe to say there's that one that we can't go back to.
Well, we should try it.
Yeah. Going back to that one?
Yeah. I'm going to steal me another movie.
You know what? That's just crazy enough in my work.
And.
You're crazy like a fox, and I like it.
And you know what?
What?
We have that gun.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, buddy, give me that gun.
Hold on. Oh, wait. No.
Give me that gun.
No, Ken.
Give me that gun.
Ken, no.
You know I want that gun.
No, Ken.
Give me that gun.
Ken, calm down. Calm down. Breathe.
Where's Boxman?
Breathe.
Ken. Where's Boxman?
Breathe. 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 All right, I'll hold on to the gun, all right?
Whoa.
If you hold on to the gun,
what happened?
You know what's going to happen.
What happened?
It's okay.
What happened?
It's okay. You're back. You're fine.
Where did I go?
You've been right here the whole time. Don't worry about it. Anyway, we're going to get some movies at Blockbuster. Guaranteed.
I've been having these headaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we get health insurance here?
I believe so.
All right. Well, we're going to have to look into that. Anyway, let's go.
Let's
go hit up that Blockbuster.
Yeah, so like I said before, all right? I'll hold the gun. We got 3 bullets left.
Why are you mentioning the gun?
What?
What about the gun?
We have the gun. We're going to hold up.
Do you have a gun?
We're going to get some...
Do you
seriously not remember that stuff?
I just hear you talking about a gun.
Yeah, never mind. Never mind. You know what? I don't know what I'm talking about. I just think that we should maybe go to the Blockbuster.
All right. Well, maybe you should stop talking about guns if you don't got any.
Okay. I didn't know when you became such a gun nut, yeah. Ken. Honestly, I didn't know that about you.
Let's just go.
Man, you just pop off one shot. It just changes everything.
Shot?
Yeah. Huh? Oh, nothing. Yeah? Just, all right. I'm talking about when I was drinking the other night, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Lame. All right, well, let's go. We were together. Yeah.
What?
Drink.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're together a decent amount of time. We need to get other friends, I think.
Yeah, we do.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, we want to hang out with those cops some more later?
Those, what cops?
Nah, you're right.
You still think they're cops, man?
I still think they're cops.
Dude, they hit the joint.
Yeah, well,
that mean that they're not allowed, they're not allowed to do things illegal right in front of us, right?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah, I guess I've never tested that theory.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to get up to.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, I mean, they're about to find some munchies, maybe laugh at a I had a few DVD movies.
What are you two still doing here?
What are you guys doing there?
We work here. Get out.
Yeah, we work here. Come on. It's not that big a deal.
Nah, let's just get out of here. They look like all they right. want some alone time.
Yes, I think that we could do a lot with this room. What do you think, Diego?
I kind of want to paint the ceiling yellow.
You know what? That's a fine idea, Diego. Right? Let's really paint the ceiling yellow.
Brighten up the room.
Do you have any more of those tobacco cigarettes?
No, they took it with them. Unless you want to go get it.
Oh, man.
Let's get out of here. They're going to come get the joint.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's get back in the van.
Yep.
All right. Wait, hold on. I got to finish my shower. Did you finish your shower?
I finished my shower.
All right. I got to,
Can we get rid of that fucking couch?
The chair?
It smells so bad.
But it's so comfy, though.
But it's disgusting.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's the best chair we have in the truck.
There is a hair growing out of the armrest on the left-hand side.
That's debatable. I don't think that's actually growing. I mean, it's like we discussed. It's just leather hair.
It's just getting longer.
I think that's in your head, man.
Okay, well, I measured it yesterday, and I measured it today, and it's grown by, like, a centimeter.
You're measuring the hair?
It's this... There's no winning.
You know what, Ken? You're not doing too well, all right? I think that we should keep the chair. maybe just spruce it up with a blanket or something.
So how about this?
Maybe a
how
fur.
How about this? We move it inside.
Like, in here?
Yeah, into the thing.
Into the USPS building?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they probably won't think that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Do you want to do that right now, or should we wait?
It's still kind of cold. I kind of want to get that video.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go.
All right.
Get in the truck.
All right, let's do it.
Who's driving? I'm driving.
All right. You excited about driving? Let's drive.
Yeah. Find me a gun.
No one said anything about a gun, all right?
That's fair.
We're just driving.
Let's go.
We're just going to get a video.
Yep.
There's nothing suspect about that. It's
can
okay.
Can we get Terminator instead?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we can.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
So, yeah, we should really... Judgment Day, right? You were talking about Judgment Day, right?
Dumb.
I mean, well, the other one's all right.
The other one's good, but...
Yeah.
Everyone knows...
Judgment Day, though, that's like the peak.
That's the best one.
Never going to top Judgment Day.
Out of all of the movies, plus the ones that have come out. I mean, what was that one with fucking What's-His-Face and What's-Her-Face and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I have no idea what you're talking about. There's only two Terminators that I care about. And that's Terminator 1 and 2.
No, but
those are the only ones that exist in my mind.
But there's a direct sequel to 1 and 2, and that's 3, because all of the characters are in it. And it's got Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. And
are you high?
Yeah, but I don't know what that has to do with it. Like, I know I saw it. It's got, you know, Sarah Connor and whatever his name is, Connor, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And basically, the Terminators come back in time again, and... there's another Terminator chasing them. It's like T-1000 and T-200 or whatever.
Okay, they send him back in time again?
Again.
They sent Schwarzenegger back in time a third time.
A third time. And...
okay.
But this new Terminator can control other machines, right? So anyway, they end up chasing them around.
That makes sense.
And they crash this fucking fire truck through the city. Just causing massive amounts of mayhem. You haven't seen this? Are you telling me you have not seen T3?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't, that's not ringing any bells.
Well, anyway, they fucking end the world at the end of the movie.
Is it the same Terminator?
It's the same Terminator.
It's the exact same Terminator. That's the bad guy.
No. The Terminator that's the bad guy is this, like, liquid... fucking adamantium whatever, and she just runs around killing and fucking people up.
Wait, she?
She. It's a she. And she has this, like,
what,
red
wait,
leather
what are you
suit.
Talking about?
And she's completely...
Now I know that you're making stuff
and
up.
And she's completely naked at the beginning of the movie. So,
well, I mean, they always start out naked. But I mean, like,
You think that, like, this macho, like, you know, action movie series is gonna make a Lady Terminator? I mean,
yeah, you know, femme
yeah, it
fatale,
sounds progressive, but like, I don't know, man. That sounds nuts.
Anyway, I'm telling you, I've seen it.
All right. I mean, if you say so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's probably there with Alien versus Predator, right? Yeah. Well, it'll come out at some point. I don't know, man. Maybe you're onto something. We'll see.
There's ads out for that too. I'll explain it to you later.
What?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. Yeah. I don't. You know what? I don't. I guess I don't go out to the movies too often these days.
Well, let's go to the Blockbuster.
When was the last time you went to the movies?
Last week.
For me, I think it was 1997. It's been a little while since I've been to the movies. Yeah.
What was out in 1997?
I don't know, man.
What did you go see specifically in 1997?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to say I went out and saw the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Oh, that's nothing to be ashamed of. That was a fantastic.
Did you see it too?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, man, Ivan Ooze, right? That guy was great. He was like, oh, I'm the fucking ooze man. Yeah. Fucking gonna ooze in your brain.
Look at my, what was it? What was the toy that... fucking is that shit you like smush it together?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like, there was that. It was like this it was kind of like the inside of the Stretch Armstrongs, but like none of the rest of it, just the
did you have a Stretch Armstrong?
Well, of course I had a Stretch Armstrong, man.
Okay, we all did.
Yeah, I mean, if your parents cared at all about you.
And then when they like ripped, they had this little Band-Aid you could put on it.
Wait, there was Band-Aid?
There was a Band-Aid for it, because kids would inevitably would nick them, and then they would start to ooze all their shit out.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, I thought that it was just done after that.
And no, there's a Band-Aid that you put on them, and the Band-Aid stretches with a Stretch Armstrong.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you know, my parents kind of had a philosophy where, like, you know, if they bought something, like, that was it. You know, they didn't...
Yeah,
they didn't update that shit. Like, you know, we had one video game for our Nintendo.
We just had
Mario 2, and that was it.
Sketch.
He was like, you don't need any more games.
Sketch.
What?
Are you vaccinated?
What? Am I what? That's a random question.
You tell me your parents aren't up to date. I'm just curious.
No, that's not what I mean, man. Okay. Of course I was vaccinated.
Okay,
what are you talking about? It's just a figure of speech.
Yeah, all right? All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't want to catch anything and die.
Well, I mean, it's not quite like that. Like, I mean, I'd have to get something first, I guess. I mean, I'm just going to instantaneously burst out into measles out of nowhere, you know, I mean.
Fair enough.
But I am vaccinated.
All right.
Are you vaccinated?
Yeah.
You kind of looked a little shifty when you said that.
No, I am.
You're okay.
I am.
Why are you winking at me? All right. You know, you have been a little sick lately.
Let's go to the Blockbuster.
All right.
Let's go.
I'll just ignore that and let's go to the Blockbuster. Let's see if this Terminator 3 is there.
Hey, you two.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I mean, we're outside of the building. I don't know what they want. I mean, we're in a truck.
They're looking at us through the windows up there.
Yeah, dude, those guys are fucking high.
Beat it!
Fucking losers!
Y'all are a bunch of nerds!
What's up, nerd? Gotta go shower? Shower in the bathroom, nerd? those guys are kind of assholes when they're
mouth-breathing, you know what I mean? Turd fuckers.
You guys are so cool.
I bet you still wear tidy whities.
Yeah, yeah. How's that terrorism going, buds?
How's that
treating you?
Yeah.
Terrorism? What the fuck are
these
guys
still
talking about?
I think he's still talking about your...
That guy's high as
hell. Your towel.
That's racist.
Incredibly racist.
Yeah, I don't know about that guy.
No. All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get some food, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, yeah. You wanna stop by the Taco Bell? They have these newfangled things called chalupas. You ever heard of them?
About to say
Taco Bell. Oh, my God. Those chalupas are the greatest thing to ever happen to T-Bell.
Let's go.
I can't even imagine.
All right, I'm going to get in the truck. I'll see you in there.
Yeah, all right. You're driving, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. right, let's fucking do it.
Thank you for listening. Ken is played by Luis Arteaga, and Sketch is played by Brad LeBaron. Special thanks to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for the music. For more information, visit soundcloud.com/rollingstonedpodcast. Don't forget to wipe. This has been a Revolver Audio production. Executive producer Brad LeBaron. For more podcasts, visit soundcloud.com/revolveraudio. Or to support new content, visit ko-fi.com/revolveraudio. Revolver.